second only to France. Nobody's perfect, but that's a lot of people for a small country, right? The size of Illinois, basically. Why do people love it? What is it about Italy? And then I thought about that word love in Italian, right? You know? And it maybe reminded me of the second question. What makes Italian culture so great? We don't study Italy because of its, let's just say most people aren't drawn to Italy because of its politics, right? Or, you know, its approach to some of the more rational things in the world. It's Italian culture. So we love Italy because of the culture. And what does that mean for a country like Italy to have experienced an historical rift between culture on the one hand and politics on the other? The Italian culture is ancient. Along with Greece, it's the oldest culture in the Western tradition. And yet, as a nation, this may shock you. The Italian nation is younger than the United States. Italy was unified in 1861. Incredible. For 2,000 years, the Italians did not have a nation, but they had a culture. So we got to think about that. How did this culture get so powerful? The third question is, what's the facts and what are the fictions in all this? What's real about what we love about Italy? And what is image? What is illusion? Right? What is myth? I think it's such an important question because with Italy, we're dealing with something that has been an image for centuries, right? The made in Italy image, the Italian look. What is the reality and how did that make-believe come about? We'll think about these three questions today. What is it that makes us love Italy? What makes the culture so great? And what's the facts? What are the facts and what are the fiction in all this? Of course, let's start with love, right? That's amore, you know, famous line about Italy. Here we have the beautiful flag. Italy is associated with love, right? Our love, our passion for Italy. And it's also associated with something that I think as Westerners, Northerners in the United States, Northern cultures have always reached out to Italy, whether it's the German culture, the British culture, Americans. There was an ad campaign for Alitalia a few years ago that really struck